And that was Craig Kopchak taking the ball up in the purple of the Giants. Short ball from Donnybrough, looked a forward one, but here comes Scott Griggs chiming in, and Griggs has beaten one man, and Griggs is heading for the post, and Scott Griggs will score the first try of the afternoon with a minute and 1 second on the stopwatch here, and it's already Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 0, Huddersfield Giants 4.
Well, it'll be the Huddersfield Giants 6 when Donnybrough converts his put. This goal kick straight under the post, but again, it's come from a, you know, schoolboy era giving a penalty away on the second tackle, and just quite clearly exactly what the Giants did last year. Started off like a house on fire. Great ball movement. The current hand of the forwards, Brett Ferris, nice and wide on the left-hand flank. A good support play from the fullback Scott Griggs. And at the moment, after what, 90 seconds, the Giants look in the mood.
Forward pass, though?
I didn't see it.
And Giants with Hubie gets the ball away to Ellis, who's beaten one man, gets it out wide, and a real opportunity here for Huddersfield, and it's this time an inside ball to Scott Griggs, who gets him away underneath the post, and Huddersfield cutting the Wildcats to ribbons. We're only in the fifth minute of play, and it's Wakefield Wildcats 0, Huddersfield 10.
Well, again, it's a big pack of forwards that the Wildcats cannot handle, and it's just the playing on the fringes, on the left-hand fringe, there the Giants attack, and it's great support play from Griggs again, and you can just see that the Giants are in the mood. They seem to be enjoying this well, the dry track and the hot sun coming out there, and, well, it's very nice to watch, pretty to watch. It's not if you're a Wakefield Trinity fan, but, yeah, Scott Griggs is all good fullback, supporting on the inside. All too easy for the Giants, Deutsche. This, at the moment, is a repeat of last year's game. Down at this ground, this could be over by half time.
And now the kick comes in from Craig Hall. It's a jump on the far side for Aaron Murphy. He was challenged in the air by Dean Collis, but it's been wrapped up again by Scott Griggs.
Try
and Griggs finds space down the far side. Riley's trying to chase him down, but Scott Griggs is going to go in for a very, very quick hat trick indeed, with a spectacular 70 metre effort just short of 10 minutes on the clock. And Huddersfield already out of sight. It's Wakefield 0, Huddersfield 16, and a Scott Griggs hat-trick.
It was, and what a great run as well. But it wasn't the best of kicks again from Craig Hall. Wasn't deep enough, and it was to Aaron Murphy, just knocked it back to Danny Brough, and Scott Griggs, as we said, he just picked out a gap. The slow reaction from the Wakefield Trinity players onto the kick, but Scott Griggs pinned his ears back. Chris Riley tried in vain, but once it in open space, he was going straight for the corner flag. 4 points again to the Giants. All too easy.
Now short ball to Scruton. Here's Smith, gets it away to Hall, who was hit by McGilvery in the tackle, but gets away from him, and McGilvery's really taken that one. You could hear the crack as McGilvery tried to make the tackle on Hall, and he's gone down injured, and no surprise,
that could be the end of McGilvery for this game, don't
yeah.
you? I'll tell you.
Hanging kick from Hall, it's been patted down into the arms of Collis. Collis has got support on the inside, but he's turned round and scored himself. And Dean Collis, yep, he's been awarded the try by Joe Cobb. So Wakefield are back in this game. We are 16 minutes in at Bellevue, and it's Wakefield 4, Huddersfield 18.
Yeah, excellent response there from the Wildcats. They're keeping the ball alive and just point of view, keeping the pressure on. Good set of six. Asking a few questions of the Giants' defence. I'm sure Coach Anderson won't be happy with Kopchak's pass on the third tackle, but hey, you make your luck. And Craig Hall, well, what a quality fullback he's shown himself there. Great kick there, Collis, quality centre, taking the ball and putting the Wildcats back into this game.
Scruton's ball to Smith looked like it had been knocked on, but he's been allowed to play on. Here's Lauatiti stepping his way through, but going diagonally towards the right-hand corner.
Try time
gets
here.
The ball away to Danny Kermond, who's got across for the second Wakefield try. They're on their way back, the Wildcats, 23 minutes in, and it's Wakefield 8, Huddersfield 18.
Well, I tell you what, if the Giants needed a wake-up call, they've certainly got it there for Manny Lauatiti, because the ball just went backwards there. He was quick to react, and as I say, the big man himself darted across the field, shugging off tackles, and then Kermond just came on a short ball. Excellent pass by Lauatiti. The Wildcats are back in this game.
7 or 8 metres short, McShane spins a long pass to Miller, batted out the far side by Craig Hall. Chance here for Chris Riley, and Chris Riley's got the ball down in the left hand corner. He throws it away into the crowd, and referee, now then, has he? Mr Cobb has blown to stop the clock. He's
no
checked
try.
With his touch judge.
He said he's reefed it out, Deutsche. He said he's reefed the ball out one on one.
Last tackle of the set, little group kick comes in from Scruton.
Right.
It's been dived on out the far side by one of the Wildcats players. Can't tell who it was, but referee Cobb checks with his touch judges and awards the try. It was a lovely little dab through by McShane on the last tackle of the set. And the Wildcats are back in it once again with a try through Jordan Crowther. It's Wakefield 12, Huddersfield 18.
Well, we're certainly back into this game now, the Wildcats, and a great play from Max Shane. That's Max Shane at his best, isn't it? 2 or 3 yards on the try line. Great little kick showing the experience of Jordan Crowther. But I tell you what, if you're talking about spirit, you're talking about enthusiasm, the Wildcats are certainly, certainly the better team in this game than the Giants. They're all at sea at the moment. They're looking for some leaders. They're looking for some quality from their experienced players. They're not getting it. The Wildcats are on top in this game now. Maybe not on the scoreboard, but I tell you what, they keep playing like this for the next 30 minutes. They will win this game.
First real opportunity for Huddersfield, second half. Short ball to Ferris there from Danny Brough. And they've taken their first opportunity after the break. It's taken them 13 and a half minutes to do it, but Brett Ferris gets the fourth Giants try. And it's Wakefield 14, Huddersfield 22. And the home side, they will be kicking themselves, Gary, because they got away down this right-hand side and they gave the ball back to Huddersfield.
Absolutely, and I say there was no need for the Giants to be in this good field position. It was just a silly ball from Richie Owen back inside. It nowhere near was the ball on. But I say the only time they've been a bit of pressure for the 10 minutes that Danny Brough's just showing all his class, showing all his quality. Excellent ball to Ferris, and you don't stop him from, what, 5 or 6 metres out under the post, and Danny Brough will turn this 4 into 6. But you've got to question the Wildcats. Why, oh why, are they putting themselves back under pressure when, what, there's 25 minutes to go?
Last tackle of this set. And Brough will hang up a ball. It's not the best. It's allowed Richard Owen to get there first, but he's spilt the ball. It's been bobbling around. And Danny Brough has dived on this one.
It's a
and
try.
Danny Brough has come up with a try for the Huddersfield Giants. Well, well, well. It was a melee of players that challenged for the ball. Richard Owen got there first but couldn't keep hold of it. It ran free behind him. Nobody at home at the back there for the Wakefield Wildcats. And Danny Brough scores the fifth Huddersfield try of the afternoon. And with just under 14 minutes remaining, I reckon that that now could be it. Wakefield 14, Huddersfield 28.
I'm sure that could be the game ball there, but Danny Brough, it wasn't the best of kids, but Richie Owen just couldn't take the ball, and Bruffy, he was the quickest to react. He'd hoofed the ball on himself, took the 4 points, and as I say, well, the Giants look to put this game to bed now, but I say he was just the quickest to react was Bruffy, showing that bit more enthusiasm. And I tell you what, Deutsch, it's not been the best of afternoons for Richie Owen, hasn't it?
Craig Hall flicks out a speculative ball, and they're trying to play catch up, but they're going to be catching up even further here, because Leroy Cudjoe takes a pass from McGilvery. He's across the line for a try and manages to narrow the angle further still. That's the ball game for Huddersfield. Wakefield were trying to catch him up, but in the end they've gone further behind. It's Wakefield 14, Huddersfield 34.
It is, that's a ball game, as you say, they Deutsch in again. Wakefield well at times, you know, they tried the impossible pass, that ball just went to ground. McGilfrey picks it up, excellent support play from Goodjoe, and he went the remainder of the 30 metres. Game over here now for the Wildcats. The Giants in total control.
Here's a loose ball which has been picked up by Aaron Murphy, and Huddersfield may yet have the final say here. They do. Aaron Murphy gets the ball inside to Akuma Tai. Referee checked with his officials and awards another Huddersfield try. So they finish the game on a real high with a 7 score.
It is, yes, and I say, well, Craig Hall, absolute shocker of a pass, but Richie Owen didn't show much enthusiasm to try and pick the ball up. Danny Brough, again, was the quickest to react, gave it to Aaron Murphy, and Aaron Murphy just passed it on to the big guy, Yakuma Tai, 3 or 4 yards from the try line, all so simple. The Giants have been delighted, I wouldn't say for the 80 minutes performance, delighted with the scoreboard. And I say the Wildcats, well, bottom of the league. We have maybe expected this after maybe 5 games, 6 games. A lot of hard work to do for Webster. Go to Wigan on Friday night. That'll test the sort of spirit and the character in the team. But the Giants, the scoreline, I'm afraid, Deutsche, it doesn't reflect the game.
James, 30-point defeat. Can you believe I'm saying that?
Yeah, I can. We weren't good enough. Didn't play well enough. Well and truly got what we deserved.
Terrible start as well, wasn't it, to the contest?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I don't say that. Yeah, we weren't good enough. We handed them 18 points to start the game, and we probably handed them another 20-odd points during the game.
But from a positive point of view, you've worked yourself back into it well, and we're having the better of it at the point when Richard Owen threw that speculator on the inside, and things all changed, didn't they, fairly early on second half?
Yeah, you know, there was more than Richie Owen that threw speculators. You know, we completed it 45% in the second half. We were on top you know, even though we weren't in front of the game, we were chasing the game. You know, we played some ridiculous plays at times. You know, we can be a competitive team when we do everything right. When we don't, you know, we won't.
We talked about the start, you know, 18-0 inside the first 10 minutes. What did you put that down to? Was that just your own frailties or some quality from the opposition?
I think the shot we gave them every try. Two displayed one-on-one missed tackles. A non-effort on the inside when we kick the ball and they go the length of the field on us. Nothing Huddersfield will be walking away from here saying they played any champagne rugby today. They just played a lot better than us.
Come out of the game unscathed, or have you got any casualties for that difficult trip to Wigan next Friday?
Yeah, we've got some casualties. Whether or not they'll play next week, I'm not sure. We had some people went to the game, busted up, they'll play. Whether they'll play on Friday, I'm not sure. So we'll see what we've got. We'll see how many numbers we've got left come Friday.
And how are you going to handle a team like the Warriors off the back of a defeat for them on Friday night? They're going to be gunning for you at the DW?
Yeah, they will. Just got to do the best you can. Can't do any more than that. Just got to try our best.
Kieran Purtill, 30-point winners. Is that a bit of a surprise to you with the way things went in the game?
No, I thought we started really well in the game and got off into a good start. And you know, we went scrappy for probably 10-15 minutes there, and we give Wakefield some ball, and Wakefield got some very good attacking plays, and if you give them the ball in the right areas of the field, they're going to cause you problems. I thought we got our composure back, and you know, we deserved the win in the end.
Yeah, great start, and obviously Scott Griggs on fire with that early hat-trick.
Yeah, it was, you know, get quick fire hat-trick there. It was good to get out in the sunshine today on a dry track as well, and I thought both teams played like that a little bit. You know, it was quick at times and fast-flowing and probably defensive not on top. From a supporters' point of view, I suppose it was a very exciting game.
Any suggestion then that maybe when you got that lead that you might have taken the foot off the gas a little bit and maybe lack of composure at times?
Yeah, a little bit at times, I think. We got a little bit sloppy, but I think the good thing for us was we turned that sloppiness around and found our form again, which previously we've probably not been able to do that within a game, so there's signs of improvement there for us.
You did let them well back into it, only 4 points in it at one stage when Danny Brough intercepted the pass just down here and led to a try. So I guess full credit to your guys for taking the opportunities that were presented to them as well.
Yeah, you know, good teams, you give them opportunities and they take them, and that's what we did. It was probably a very critical point in the game when he scored that, and maybe I wouldn't have just got our composure back then, then Wakefield might have put a bit more pressure on us. But like we said before, we got our composure, we got ourselves back into the game, and you know, we come away with a win in the end.
And Danny himself passing that 500 kicks, successful goal kicks for the Giants, Mark.
Yeah, it's good. You know, he's a fantastic kicker, and you know, it's nice to see him let Jamie Ellis take a couple of kicks as well towards the end. Maybe you might get 500 for us next time.
And also, I guess from a positive point of view, he kept going, you know, right the way to the final hooter there. And I know at this stage of the season you're probably not thinking about points difference, but those sort of things come at the end of the campaign, sort out those places, don't they, in the
playoffs? Yeah, they do, you know, and whether it's just before half-time or finishing the game, we talk about finishing positive and finishing strong, and we've got a quick turnaround this week, and if you finish sloppy, you tend to take that into next game, especially when you've got 5 days, so it was important for us to push hard and finish strong and you know, score a couple of tries back end of the game there.
And Jermaine McGilvery took a bit of a knock. I know he came back on later on in the piece. How's he, and is he going to be okay for
Friday?
Yeah,
he's fine. He's just a bit of a stinger and just took a little bit of time to settle. You know, it's a critical position on the wing there, and you can get exposed at time if you're not right. But it settled down and he got back on the field, and he'll be fine for this week.
Any other injury concerns?
No, we're all fine. Probably a couple of bumps and bruises like normally, but nothing to concern us about. Plenty of rest and recovery this week and get ready for Friday.
Yeah, full of confidence for a trip to Warrington, big one.
Yeah, it is. You know, we had probably a real slow start and results didn't go our way to the season. We went, you know, the first three games, then we've gone 3 from 3, so confidence is building and we need to take that into the game on Friday.